Things not to do on a plane. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The latest airplane scare involves a Northwest Airlines flight bound for India. Dutch F-16s escorted the plane to Amsterdam after the pilot radioed that he had 12 suspicious passengers trying to use cell phones and passing them to each other while the plane was taking off. They're being questioned now. I'm sure there's a perfectly innocent reason for passing cell phones around during takeoff, probably sharing high-resolution baby pictures. But all the same, maybe this would be a good time just to go over once again the things not to do on a plane.
Things not to do on a plane.
Thank you. Based on recent incidents, these are the behaviors that will get you in trouble if you do them on or near an aircraft. Writing a note on the back of an airsick bag stating there's a bomb on this aircraft and sharing it with the flight crew. Getting into a fight with the cabin attendant because he told you couldn't use the bathroom 10 minutes into the flight, and then storming off toward the cockpit to complain to the captain about it. That happened on Qatar Airways. Wearing heavy clothing on a warm day and continuously checking your watch while looking a little too Islamic. And, of course, becoming claustrophobic and punching the bulkhead while carrying a screwdriver, cigarette lighters, and lotion, then peeing on the floor after offering to show the flight crew your snapshots of Pakistan. All these things will delay your arrival at your intended destination. And I know you're saying, Dave, what can we do anymore on the plane? You can look straight ahead and enjoy your breakfast cracker.
Things not to do on a plane.
Enjoy your flight. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.